The State Department today reminded Americans to steer clear of Colombia, a reminder prompted in part by the fact that three Americans have been kidnapped by leftist guerrillas. Washington is sending an undisclosed number of extra troops and non-military personnel to help the Colombian army search for them. NPR's Martin Costi joins us now from the capital, Bogota. Martin, have the U.S. troops arrived yet?
Well, Melissa, there are several new groups of American servicemen being reported around Bogota, but the U.S. Embassy and the Colombian Defense Ministry, they're not confirming who these people are or whether the aforementioned troops are actually here. The White House has said that the group numbers less than 150. As you may know, U.S. law actually puts a cap on the number of American military personnel who are allowed in Colombia at any given time, and right now that cap is at 400. That said, President Bush also does have the authority, if he so chooses, to increase that number in exceptional circumstances, just like this case.
Tell us a little bit more about the search for the three Americans. This came after a plane crash. What were they doing when they were captured?
Well, all we can really say for certain is that four Americans who were working for the U.S. government, they're being called contractors, and one Colombian soldier. They were flying in a small plane in the southern part of Colombia that is notorious for being basically a zone that's given over to coca or cocaine and a leftist insurgency group called the Revolutionary Armed Force of Colombia, or FARC. The plane went down, probably shot down, and two of them were killed right there by what appears to be FARC rebels. The remaining three Americans were led away, and the FARC has subsequently confirmed that they do have these three Americans in custody, and they are making demands now. The FARC is demanding that the Colombian army stop all military action in that area, and that would include overflight.
That was one American and one Colombian who were killed there. You mentioned that the U.S. government says these were government contractors. The FARC is calling them gringo CIA agents.
Yeah, well, it's anyone's guess if they're CIA, of course. You'll look at a lot of U.S. employees here, and you wonder, but there are other categories they may fit into, such as DEA, or they could even be part of the American fumigation program. As you may know, there's a very large-scale plan here, an operation to basically bombard coca fields with herbicides and kill the source of the cocaine. They may have been pilots in that effort going to a base, or they may have even been part of some sort of aerial reconnaissance for that effort.
How are Colombians reacting to the prospect of more U.S. troops in their country?
Well, it's not an entirely new sensation here, because there have been a couple hundred American special forces in Colombia for the past couple years. Off and on, that number varies. They're here to train Colombian troops. If these new people who are coming down probably won't be engaged in any kind of direct combat either. In fact, they're prohibited from direct combat by the rules of engagement here. So it's not necessarily an entirely new sensation, but there are some leftist members of Congress who are raising a danger flag in this. They say this could be the first step in some sort of Vietnamization, to use the phrase they're using. They're a little bit worried about the fact that Americans being in custody here may change the U.S. government's attitude toward all that, and that maybe the rules of combat or the rules of engagement will change, that Americans may become more directly involved.
Thanks very much, Martin.
You're welcome.
NPR's Martin Costi in Bogota, Colombia.